KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. As we've been telling you all morning, no school today for Seattle public school kids. What was supposed to be the first day of school has turned into the first day of a strike. It is the first time in 30 years that Seattle public school employees have walked out. Seattle Public Schools and the Seattle Education Association, the union representing teachers, negotiated until yesterday evening, but were unable to agree on a contract. Jonathan Knapp is president of the Seattle Education Association. Good morning, Jonathan.
How are you?
Last night, 5,000 employees were prepared to go to work. 50,000 students were prepared to come to school. Now it's all on pause. Why?
Because we don't have a contract. And we voted on September 3rd after voting previously on August 24th that, you know, we needed to have an agreement with the district before we were going to go to work this year.
What do you disagree on?
Well, that's there's a good number of things left. We really are struggling to come to an agreement on several issues. You know, a few issues have been resolved over this long Labor Day weekend. We got to an agreement on recess, which was good. But we're still far apart on a good number of issues. Testing is one. Testing regime has become so onerous that educators want to have some say in how that rolls out over the course of a year. The district is insisting on additional time in the workday, but hasn't put a proposal on the table to compensate for it. And then, of course, competitive compensation. You know, Seattle's the most expensive place to live in this city, in this state, and we want to attract and retain great teachers.
The district says it has given teachers an 8.2% raise over 3 years on top of an increase from the state, and that's reasonable. Why isn't it?
Well, the district doesn't get to take credit for the inadequate work of the state. The reason it's not adequate is that, teachers are worth more than this. We have an exodus from the profession at this point. We cannot find and retain teachers, to teach Seattle children. And it's going to, we have a booming economy here in the city, costs are going up, cost of living is going up. It's going to take a major investment from the district in order to maintain the quality of the teaching workforce that we want to have in Seattle.
Our whole state is famously out of money for schools. Taxpayers will be told to sacrifice more to pay the court-ordered bill and constitutional bill for education funding. What do you say to the argument that this is a bad time to strike?
Bad time to strike. You know, it's not about thinking about a strategy about when is a good time to strike or a bad time to strike. That's not what we're thinking about. We're thinking about what we need to do our job with children every day. Yes, the state is still out of compliance on McCleary, but, there's 295 school districts in Washington state. There's about 100 of them that are bargaining this year. Now there's only two in the state that have not been able to get to an agreement. So everywhere else, it seems like they've been able to figure out how to meet the needs of the kids and meet the needs of the educators at the same time. I think we can do that here in Seattle, too. But the school board's got to come forward with some fresh thinking on this.
In the non-scientific poll that is KUOW's Facebook page, writers are overwhelmingly supportive of teachers, but many are concerned, too. Lila writes, striking the first week of school is absolutely the hardest on the students who were looking forward to the new year. Now they've had a false start, and it will be almost impossible to recover the momentum for learning. How do you think this affects kids?
So we've looked at this many different ways. There's always a certain number of people that, just say that there will be irreparable harm. In fact, that'll be the argument that the district makes if they insist on going to court on this. There's no evidence over time in any place or in any other labor dispute that, a delay to school has caused irreparable harm to kids. The weather causes delays to the teaching environment sometimes, and that doesn't cause irreparable harm to kids.
What's your feeling now that the school district is taking the teachers union to court over this? What is your feeling about how long this strike will last?
I'm I'm disappointed in the district for, you know, going down this road. I think it really is a distraction for them to sort of, now focus on the strike. Every strike ends at the bargaining table. We get to a negotiated agreement. And so it's kind of disappointing for a district that we've, you know, worked really closely with over the years. We've worked hand in hand on the teacher residency program for teacher preparation, on national board certification for our teachers, for new teacher induction. These are all joint union district initiatives that we can work very closely on. So it's really disappointing to see the school board sort of, you know, try to divert attention from the issues that are at the bargaining table that are keeping us apart.
No answer on how long this will last.
Totally up to the district. I mean, we need to see some movement on the issues that are keeping us apart.
Jonathan Knapp, president of the Seattle Education Association, the teachers union. Thank you.
You bet.
We reached out to the Seattle Public School superintendent for an interview. They have declined to speak with us at this time. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.
Support for KUOW comes from the Seattle.